The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Aisling Larkin is with me, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach. We need some mindful eating this week, Aisling, after all the chocolate last week.
Absolutely.
How many Easter eggs did you have?
Four. But they're not all eaten yet.
All right. Oh, you're one of those.
Oh,
like
one
a
of those.
Squirrel, squirreling them away for the weeks ahead. So we have no chocolate in studio with us today. We are taking a look at what?
Lamb. A lot of times Easter Sunday, a lot of people would have had lamb, roast lamb, shoulder lamb, leg of lamb. And I suppose it's lovely to maybe think of new ideas to do with lamb. And particularly Easter was early this year, and because of that, a lot of the lamb we would have had wasn't what we term our spring lamb. Wasn't ready. So what you would have had was a slightly older lamb, whereas over, you know, kind of end of April now, we're going to see all of that beautiful spring lamb.
What is the nutritional value of lamb then? What am I getting?
It's really similar to beef. Really, really similar. And I think this is one of the things. In Ireland, we tend to eat so much beef and it just becomes the default. And we've kind of forgotten about lamb a little bit, or we tend not to eat it quite as much. Nutritionally, it's just as good. Pretty much same levels of protein, pretty much same levels of fat. Really high in things like vitamin B. Full of zinc and again, full of iron, just like beef is. So iron is used to carry oxygen to all the different parts of the body and all the different cells. So again, it's really, really important.
You know, mutton is the cheap cut of meat, and then, you know, lamb is much more premium. Like, what happens the meat as the creature gets older?
Yeah, it ages. So the mutton, I suppose, is the lamb that is much older. We have something, I suppose, the spring lamb would be very young, somewhere around 4 to 6 months. Then you have something called hogget, which is what is the animal after about 12 to 18 months. So what we would have had at Easter was probably hogget in a lot of cases. And it tends to have a slightly more gamey flavour. Mm. So the older it gets, it kind of tends to have that lamb smell. And people often say that to me. They're like, Aisling, I don't love lamb.
Smell.
It's funny, isn't it? And there's so many people who are like that with the lamb. And it's basically what happens is, so just like beef, it has fat. And in the fat, there's saturated fat and unsaturated fat. And there's these short chain fatty acids. So they're called branched chained fatty acids in lamb. It is those that gives lamb the gamey flavour. Also, the older the animal gets, the tougher it gets. So the meat is made up of fibres. So the more activity the part of the animal does, the older it gets, the longer these fibres are. And they're held together by these bonds, essentially, these chemical crosslinks. And when we cook it, these kind of crosslinks break down. The collagen that was there, which was kind of the tough part, that just, the heat dissolves that. It turns into this almost like gelatin. So if you cook a shoulder lamb, you can pull it apart and it falls apart. So cooking it really does help with that. The younger the lamb is, the less gamey it can be. It's almost sweeter. And the other thing is, depending on how the lamb is fed, if it's all grass fed, it has a sweeter, kind of milder smell and flavour. The older, and maybe if it's finished on grains before it goes to slaughter, it can have that more gamey flavour. So that's what that is. So let's get excited about spring lamb.
All right. Well, let's get excited by dipping into some of these wonderful meals you've got in front of us.
So we've three gorgeous recipes today. And again, this is trying
start
to take a new
main course of dessert.
Oh, I think it's just all dinner today, isn't it? I'm going to start you with this one, which is slightly more classic. So this is Parmesan polenta with a slow-cooked lamb ragu. Now, this is beautiful. That. You could serve it with polenta, or you can serve it with like a lovely pasta as well. What I did was I took, you can either use shoulder of lamb or leg of lamb. Slow cook that with tomato, garlic, onion, red wine, stock. Cook it down. So a leg will probably take about an hour and a half. If you want to do it in the slow cooker, you're slow cooking it for about 4 to 6 hours. And then as it comes out, you just pull it, shred it all. And then I basically mix that in a pan with a little bit of cream, a little bit of tomato puree, pinch of sugar in there, a little bit of seasoning. And then you just serve that with your polenta. So polenta is cornmeal. And it's something we, like I said, we don't eat it. The Italians eat it. And it's one of those things that has to be made and eaten instantly. It doesn't hold very well.
Okay.
So you basically, it's so easy. You literally take water, boil up your water, a little bit of salt in there, pour in your cornmeal or your polenta. Yeah. You basically whisk, 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 stir, 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 stir until it all kind of thickens up. It's quite grainy at the start. Then it gets this smoother texture. Mm. Finish it with butter, finish it with Parmesan, and it does take a bit of salt.
Is lovely.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the Parmesan with the lamb, and I've garnished it just there with a little bit of rocket, and it's really, really nice. So I love that one. I just think it's a simple kind of take on an Italian dish, but
it's
really
delicious.
Nice.
Do you know who I feel really sorry for? People can't see because obviously we're on the radio. Patter, the producer, is sitting in the studio with us.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's actually drool coming out of his mouth.
I know, I feel
he's
really bad,
so,
Patter.
So hungry.
I will feed Patter after, listen, I promise.
I only have one fork. I would share with you. I absolutely would, I promise. But you just have to do without. Where are we going next?
Koftas.
Okay.
So, koftas, Greek. So look, essentially, I suppose, what flavours does lamb pair really well with? That was kind of your classic French or Italian where you've got wine and stock and onions and garlic. We're going Greek now.
Oh, look at this.
So we are going for things like oregano, mint, dill, a little bit of cumin in there, and it's really, really nice. So what we've done is I've taken, so this is lamb mince actually, and it's lamb mince is something that's really underused. So you take your lamb mince, you mix it with dried cumin and coriander, garlic, mint, oregano, a little bit of, you can put onion powder and garlic powder in there, and then I just griddled them on a griddle pan. You can do them on a barbecue, you can roast them in the oven, and you serve it with a cucumber dill mint salad. So this is sliced cucumbers, you could put a little bit of radish in there, Greek yogurt, lemon juice, dill mint. So it's really vibrant and fresh. And when you're using like lamb, I mean, the difference is between this dish and the last dish is you've kind of got a freshness and a vibrancy of the kind of the coolness of the cucumber and the mint that cuts through the richness of the lamb.
Oh, it's so good.
Isn't it really tasty?
Imagine sitting outside now on the patio eating this in the sun.
And it's
delicious.
Gorgeous, yeah. And
like, poor producer Patter. I mean, they're getting nicer and nicer.
With the lamb as well. You can serve lamb pink. You know, so a lot of meat has been cooked to, 75 degrees. So they would say beef and lamb can be served kind of pink. And it never kind of shouldn't come with the blood running out of it, but it should be kind of buttery soft and pink in the middle. So about 60, 62 or 63 degrees. Okay. However, with the koftas, so if you're using lamb mince, you have to cook them through. Really, really important. So what happens is with a piece of meat, like a fillet steak or a chop, the bacteria lives on the surface of the meat.
Yes.
So when we cook it, we cook all the surfaces. So the bacteria is killed. But with mince, imagine each piece is an individual piece. So bacteria is all over it. So it's really important if you're doing lamb burgers.
So that bacteria gets mashed into the middle when you mince it up and you're not searing it.
Exactly.
Okay.
So for burgers, for meatballs, for koftas, make sure you cook them all the way through. And I actually served them with a really lovely tomato. That tomato was gorgeous. Room temperature, a little bit of salt. And it's just with like a really classic wholemeal kind of pita or flatbread that I toasted. A little bit of pomegranate over the top. A little bit of
crunchy onions or something?
Crispy onions,
crispy onions.
Crispy onions are soon becoming one of my favourites. A little sprinkle of them though on top of something, and they add like an extra layer of savouriness and crisp. So, I mean, that's a top
that
tip to take away.
Beautiful, beautiful summer dish.
We're going curry next.
Oh, lovely. Okay.
So we are doing Massamam curry, which is kind of like a Thai style curry. And traditionally, lamb would be much more kind of Indian style curry. So you know me, I'm always trying to take just one step closer to healthy. So rather than serving it with a white rice, I've served it with a quinoa and a brown rice, which is really, really lovely. So again, we're just increasing the protein, a little bit of fiber in there. Now, this is super simple, right? I've taken every shortcut possible to make this curry because some days you just need dinners like that
and
that are not labour
intensive. Curry is the quick option, you know.
Yeah, and
for
it's
a lot
great.
Of people in their mind,
So shoulder. This was done with a shoulder. So the shoulder is one of those tougher cuts of meat. And when we spoke a few minutes ago just about the collagen and the tough fibres, when you cook it and you leave it sit, oh my God, you can almost, the sauce or the juice that's left in the bottom of it is, it's gelatinous. It's almost like a jelly. And that's like, there's so much flavour in there, which is gorgeous. So I slow cooked the shoulder in the slow cooker. You can do it in either. So I put about 3 tablespoons of the Massamam curry paste in with some stock, cooked that low and slow about 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
And then took it out, allowed it to cool down, shred it. And then the next day, so you can do it the same day or the next day, tin of coconut milk, another 3 tablespoons of Massamam curry, my secret ingredient, which is 1 tablespoon of peanut butter or almond butter.
Not a secret anymore.
Not anymore. Dollop that in, stir it around and crumble in a stock cube if you didn't already have one in when it's slow cooked.
Yeah.
And that is it. So it's creamy, but it's not overly spicy. And then garnish it up with some fresh chili, with some coriander. And potatoes are really, really classic in a Massamam curry. So I put potatoes in and I put a little bit of wilted in some spinach as well and a couple of red peppers. Isn't that delicious?
That is absolutely delicious.
It's one of my favourites.
It's so simply done. Just 2 whacks in the slow cooker or the big pot in the oven on a low temp.
But that's
it.
And then it's the coconut milk and the curry paste. Mm. Like, that's it. Oh, sorry. There was one other ingredient, which is fish sauce, which is essential. I almost forgot
when
about the fish sauce.
When you put that in? First time? Second time?
That goes in, when you're doing your curry paste and your coconut milk.
Oh, so the second time.
The second time,
right.
So look, I think the big thing to take away from the lamb is we tend to stick to the roast lamb and the stuffing maybe and the gravy and all of that stuff, but it pairs beautifully with the shawarma.
Go on, you say, we tend to stick... Hold on. Go.
We tend to stick to quite a lot of those French flavours, Italian flavours, where it's the garlic and it's the red wine and it's the beef stock. But actually, like, if we kind of just spread our thoughts a little bit and we go to those, the mint, you know, the oregano, rosemary, really lovely, and kind of go down the Greek road, or like that with the curry, like the coriander, and, you know, the spices like cinnamon, cloves, ginger, allspice, nutmeg, like the shawarma, they pair beautifully.
Poor old Padder, I've eaten most of the food you brought in. I mean, he's just going to have to lick the bowls clean maybe afterwards. Aisling Larkin, TV chef and mindful eating coach, thank you as always. If you look up Aisling's website or at Aisling Larkin on different social media channels, you'll find all the detail about what we're talking about here and a whole lot more as well besides. Aisling, we'll talk to you again at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.